On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk.
What up, everybody? JB Finley. Whatever remains of my voice. This is 3 days of sobriety post-Atlanta, and this is still what my voice sounds like.
Can I say something real quick?
I'd love for you to.
Mitch seems like nothing happened.
What? Have you heard him talk?
His voice is still trash, well, too.
Your voice did go.
Yo, your shit. Voice is gone, too.
No, I'm barely know y'all. I sound like this by the end of the week every time.
My voice is bad, but I... Yeah, your voice is still bad.
Yeah.
Oh, your voice
you
is...
Yep.
Gee, sorry. We got to edit. Edit, Chovers. Chovers will take care of it. He's a gangster.
Scott Lynn didn't show up to work today.
Oh, wow.
He's off Tuesday and Wednesday.
They're recording this.
I'm okay. Just saying.
All right.
And it's just, I guess Doc was right in a sense.
I tell you what, I listened to Doc's advice. He's like, young man, go home.
Like, I came home. Believe me, I was sad that I wasn't there, but after just kind of seeing how you guys are talking and sounding,
I,
how beat up you are.
I pray that you are.
There's
somewhere.
A little bit of relief. Like, okay, maybe I just need to wait more.
Because well, yeah. What we know about Pete is he cannot handle the big nights, big events.
Yeah.
And
if I can't handle
a nap everywhere.
If I can't handle a podcast party in William Jeffries Tavern, there's no way in hell.
Imagine
I can handle
trying
a Super
to take
Bowl.
Pete. To Northside Tavern in Atlanta.
Oh my goodness gracious.
He'd be so nervous just that's getting out
favorite,
of the Uber.
That might be one of my favorite bars.
Yeah, that is vaulted up the list.
Nah, you too, I like hanging out with y'all.
Yeah.
Seriously though, I'm going to take a little thing from what I learned from Mr. Kornheiser. Is anybody out there that loves Redskin Talk Podcast and you have a nice spot in Vegas, let us know and we're going to come out. We got to force them right here. Pete, Mitch, JP, and myself.
Yeah.
We could do it. We could do the podcast from your establishment. Oh, you got a house, whatever. We play golf. We're going to have some fun. And Pete, we don't know what's going to happen to you. By the end of the week.
We'll send but all we four of come. Us out, and three of us might come back, but
well,
it sounds really fun.
Whoever has a spot, we might bring them back.
Wasn't Eric Decker's dating advice to you?
To go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas or find a nurse. I tried the nurse route, didn't
Vegas,
work.
If you go to Vegas and you're not successful...
Yeah.
All right.
You just need to give up.
All right. Before we solicit more random offers from Vegas,
I love
who
that
knows
idea.
What we're going to get back.
No, I asked for something specific.
We want golf.
Throw it out there.
Golf and a place to
golf
record.
Golf and a place to enjoy.
Well, and let's be honest, the place to record a podcast, that bar is getting lower and lower as we just cannot find any place at NBC Sports Washington where we're allowed to sit down and have a room to ourselves. I will say, we're going to call this an undisclosed location. We just may have found
our new
hidden
studio.
Gem. I love it back here.
Hey, don't bring attention to it.
Yeah.
Will be.
We're not telling anybody where it is, but I'm in on this.
Yeah, I might
way.
Like decorate it a little bit. Like this could be home.
I would set up mics and stuff in there. Like, I like it here.
All we got to do is... Like soundproof the walls.
All right. Want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should do the same thing. Talked to Bob Yaji today and told him he needs to bring his butt to Miami next year for Super Bowl. Unlike Pete, Yaji would handle Super Bowl just fine.
Yaji would dominate Super
he would
Bowl.
Thrive
he
down
would.
There.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We got a couple funny stories. I got one. B. Mitch has one. Before we do funny stuff, let's talk though just about that game. And I don't want to get into the same tired argument if it was a good game or a bad game.
Please don't.
The defense has played well. I don't think Jared Goff played very well. I think that had it.
Because of the defense.
I think a lot of it was that, but I don't think all of it was that. That's where I'm at. I want to open this question because I wrote about this for the My Teams app. which by now, hopefully all of you have, but make sure you're checking it all the time. But wrote about this for the on the My Teams app that the NFL is a copycat league, right? So what are the Redskins trying to copy from what they saw in the Super Bowl from either team? I wrote about the Pats in that as much as folks get caught up in offense and offensive statistics and throwing the ball on first down, every sort of imaginable thing about the aerial attack in the NFL, mm-hmm. when the Pats get to January, they run the damn football, they control time of possession, mm-hmm. they control the line of scrimmage. And I think for the Skins, on some level, there is a lesson, and it's a lot of ways, it's just reinforcing that what they're doing, what they were trying to do, is the right thing. Mm-hmm. If you remember early in the year, they were trying to run the ball, control the clock, not turn it over, and they were winning games. To what level of contender they were, I don't know, but Josh Norman last week said, if Alex Smith didn't get hurt, we could compete for a Super Bowl.
The difference is the Pats had weapons that if they needed to get away from the run, they can throw the ball,
sure,
and they can make big plays.
Well, and that's where the Edelman Redskins was fantastic,
yes,
and has been, and Gronkowski's a Hall of Famer.
But that's where Redskins are a step behind. They were able to play the slow game a little bit, but if they ever had to be broken out of it, like we saw against the Falcons and the Colts and other places, there were limits. So to me, that's where you start moving forward, is you got to find yourself a top target. Athletes on offense, you got to get more of them.
Need them.
I think if you look at it, though, Julian Edelman, when he first started off, he was a guy who showed he had promise doing certain things. And Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, they did exactly that. Then he became a much better player. Now, when you look at yesterday, what he did, I mean, in the Super Bowl, the scheme helps him out. They never lines him up and just let people see what he's going to do. He's always in motion. In motion, you can't bump and run. You have to let the guy come off. And if you let him get a free release off the line, you're in trouble. So it's not just about what Julian does. It's about how the coaches do things. And then after we saw, Wade Phillips had a great game plan.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, they adjusted.
That's my point.
And then all of a sudden again, after Wade adjusted to that, they adjusted again. The plays that they ran on that drive, it was Gronk, Edelman, Gronk. They hadn't run most of those plays for most of the year. They went back to something that they had put in way back that nobody saw, and they ran it. How often do we as a team sit there and go, well, the defense dictated that we couldn't go to certain people? To hell with that. They threw the ball to two people basically all day, to Edelman and Gronkowski. And I know the Rams knew they were going to do it.
The Redskins are far off in a lot of ways, but where they might be the most far off is their coaching staff's ability to adjust and change. I mean, it seems like the Redskins have one game plan. They come out, and if it doesn't work, they're kind of puzzled. They're terrible coming out of the half. They're terrible in late stuff when they really need to get things going. So I think that's something they can control. That's something they can try and get better at. They're not going to find a Tom Brady or a Bill Belichick, but they can try and get better at having backups and second ideas and things to do where you can counter what teams are doing. When you first come out,
choose your team to the point where you feel that anytime I need to put them in, I can trust them. Don't choose what you like. Choose what can help you.
And also, the Patriots have like their bread and butter go-to. We can rely on this player, this call, or this guy, kind of like what Mitch is saying. The Redskins don't have that. What would be their one play on a 3rd and 7? Who are they going to on a 4th and 2 where they can just be automatic and know that it's going to work out for them? You need to kind of have those 4 or 5 plays and a couple guys as well.
Mitch, any lessons for you?
I talked a little bit about what the Redskins need in terms of explosive players, but the other thing I liked a lot, as they were talking about on the broadcast, was the communication between the coaches and the players on the field. The communication cuts off at 15 seconds, and they talked about all year about how great Sean McVay was with Goff getting in his ear. Well, the Patriots countered that by calling 2 defensive plays at the 15-second mark when the communication cut out. They switched the defensive play to confuse Goff, and it was interesting seeing how the 2 different coaches managed talking to their players on the field, and you wonder, you know, how the Redskins can adapt to that. And if, you know, we talk about a copycat league, you know, that's certainly something that Gruden can use with young quarterbacks moving forward.
Yeah, I think
Another big takeaway for me is watching that Rams D line and having Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh. And I talked about this, I think, on the show podcast last week, B, that Aaron Donald's the best player in football. I don't think anybody's disputing that.
No, bad man.
Right. And there's other really great players, but I think Donald is better than them all. But I think Ndamukong Suh, when he's engaged and when he is going all the way for his team, is right there. I think he's that good. Maybe he's a top five, top ten guy, whatever you want to say. But what the Skins did in drafting John Allen and Daron Payne, now those guys are not Donald and Suh, but if they get to not even 90% of it, if they get to 85% of what those guys are, look out, man.
Yeah, I heard about that last week. Like, you don't need to be Suh, but if you could be a Fletcher Cox, DeForest Buckner, guys who are just wrecking plays in the backfield really consistently, that could be a big-time shortcut for the Redskins to become relevant again, is having a dominant pair of guys up front that you can count on all the time to just be disrupting things on the ground and through the air.
And I think half of that comes down to the coaching, getting out what they need to get out of them and pushing them to get to that level.
Thank God Jim Tom came back.
I like it. I like it to the kid, Wilkins, and Clemson, who say, coach me like I'm a freshman. You know, and you look at the Patriots team, none of those players on their defensive line are household names.
That Hightower might need to be one.
Hightower, yes. But I'm talking about the big boys in the middle. Those guys lived in that backfield. And I think what happened with Donald and Suh, what they decided was we're going to run at them.
Right.
And they're now going to be taking on double teams and doing things they don't ordinarily do. Well, and by the end of the game, we hope that they just break a little bit.
And one thing to Belichick's credit is that the Rams do so much side-to-side and zone blocking and all that, that when the Pats – and most teams kind of react to what the offensive linemen do. The Pats were like, no, we're going to do our attack concepts and come straight up these gaps. And it just blew everything up.
Yeah.
It was I am not telling you that it was a bad game. I can appreciate what made it good, but it wasn't a great game. And you can't just say it was great because it was low scoring.
No, I'm not saying it was great because it was low scoring, but I'm saying it's what you're looking for.
I'll say this.
If you're looking for a high scoring game, no, it wasn't great.
I didn't love last year's Super Bowl either, where there just were no stops was high scoring.
That was a great game to me also because
it was a fun game.
The offenses were able to do things and they tried tricks and they did different things.
I will say that was fun. This was not fun.
But this game to me
wasn't fun.
Being an offensive player all my life, when I was in college playing against Louisiana Tech, I can do what I want to most defenses, but for some reason they had a game plan to stop me. And although I was pissed, at the end of the day I was like, coach, we got to find out a way to beat that.
What town is Louisiana Tech in?
Louisiana Tech is up in, damn. Shreveport.
All right, I'll Google it.
Louisiana Tech, Bulldogs, right?
No, I don't know.
No?
I don't know what it, bro. But,
look up where they're from and the mascot. Shreveport.
Well, I'm just wondering if there's some great bar in Ruston, Louisiana, Ruston. That kept you out.
No, I didn't go out. That's one thing I didn't do, even when I was in the pros. I didn't go out after curfew. Because I was confident in my damn game and I wanted to play well. But I'm saying, in this day and age where offense gets every advantage, and for those two defensive coordinators to come up with a Bulldogs. Game plan yesterday to shut down those offenses, that says a lot. But we saw Tom Brady on one drive show you what he's capable of.
Oh, yeah. And Gronk and Edelman.
We saw Sony Michel show that I'm going to be a force to be reckoned with. You just mentioned Hightower. If you go through that game without looking for the glamour that we always look for, we will find great plays and great players that happen in
the
game.
So that's one thing that stuck with me from our talk with Joe Gibbs last week. Which if you haven't,
greatest man you're going to meet in your life.
I agree with that. I mean, just getting to spend some time with him is incredible on a personal level. But the one thing he kept circling back to, and I've heard this from great coaches across sports, honestly, it's about the players. And I think they mean that in that you love those guys and that's what makes your job better or worse. Mm-hmm. But also you need elite talent. And I think that's what you started with.
Yeah.
Like you start stacking up elite talent, it makes your football team way better. And I think the Skins, if you look at what they've done the last four drafts, they went O-line, wideout, D-line, D-line in the first round. The wideout, I don't think any of us think they're getting enough from the position. Mm-mm. But the 2 D-line and the O-line, they're getting a lot out of.
Their head's been in the right place there.
They're missing later. Second, third rounders. They're hitting. They're developing guys later in drafts. Fourth, fifth, sixth guys. You can point to a handful of them.
And undrafted guys. They're doing a decent job.
You got to start hitting those second and third rounders.
Those mid-rounds. They haven't done well enough.
I think with the Redskins are very similar to what I hear from the fan base. When we draft a first or second rounder, everyone is excited about it. And they trust in them and they're confident in them. And they coach the hell out of them. Later people, we don't normally coach them unless they already come up and show us that they are capable of doing some things.
Sure. And I know that.
So that for me is what we got to change on. Because as Coach Gibbs stated back in his day, he said that we gonna coach them all, and the best is gonna play. I don't care what round they're in. We have to get to that here.
Last 3 second rounders for the Skins: Darius Geis, Ryan Anderson, Sua Cravens. Ryan Anderson, I like, and I think can develop.
Could be a good role. Specific,
he has not delivered on his draft position.
No. Yeah.
And he's the best of the 3 so far. I think Geis can be great, but we haven't seen him.
I was going to go back to 2015. I know the average NFL career is 3 years or whatever, so 2015, that's 3 or 4 years ago. But that draft, besides Sheriff, you're probably going to lose Preston. You could lose Jameson. Matt Jones was terrible. I think Spate was in there. I mean, they're going to have no players from that just 5 seasons after you went through that. You would like to have a couple guys to build on.
You talked about
Cravens.
You were going to say, was that a great one or not?
I'm saying it was a terrible one.
Geis is the only one left that can really come up and show us what he's capable of.
Anderson, I think, could be on a similar track.
But Anderson right now doesn't look like he's going to what he was in college.
No. I think you're hoping Ryan Anderson has that breakout season like Trent Murphy did in his 3rd year. I think that's got to be the hope, because they're big, strong guys that didn't perform particularly well their first 2 seasons, and then it had a big impact in their 3rd year. I think that's got to be the hope for Anderson.
Jerron Christian, don't know much. Obviously, didn't show much, but we knew he had a lot that he had to work on. Toward the ACL, right?
But he was drafted as a project.
Yeah. He was a project.
You don't draft nobody that high as a project. You draft somebody that high
third round
as a play.
Right. I'm saying you can't rule him out as not getting anything.
So we got to run because Pete has things to do tonight. Correct or not, Pete?
No, I'm not. Record as long as you want. I'm here for the duration.
No. We sat down and Pete's like, can we go quick? I have someplace to be.
Okay.
Is that not accurate?
I didn't say, can we go quick? I have someplace to be. I just said, hey, let's kind of get this going. I would like to. Okay, so yeah, you're right.
So yes, it was accurate.
Sorry.
We're using,
I don't want to cut the podcast short. Pod is life.
We're using B Mitch's time. We're using Mitch's time. My wife certainly would like me home. But Pete has somewhere to be.
Yep. Probably better for our voices, too.
I know.
That might be.
I already ate lunch, for the record. This is not lunch related.
I want to tell them who you wanted to invite with you. That's the story. Our next off the record pod. Somebody remember to ask me that.
Yeah.
I am sorry about our voices, by the way. Hopefully they're better soon. I don't know what to tell you. You've been
doing your best, dude.
Good, clean living for 3-4 days now.
And I've been for 24 hours. So. Yeah.
I don't know what that good, clean living means.
Bro, I've been home changing diapers. I haven't had a beer. I haven't done nothing.
This chair just broke, so we got to work on that for our pod studio.
Well, I think that is indicative of where we rank in the world of pod studios, that we just have broken chairs. But I still, this location is great. This is
I like that it's very secluded.
This is the best house in an up-and-coming neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, we want to buy this thing, and in 5 years, it's going to be worth a ton. B-Mitch is just on the phone now.
I'm listening to you talk.
Taking a phone call.
I was going to set you up for your Terrell Pryor story.
My Terrell Pryor story was just that, you know, he was excited to see me, and he was like, you know,
in
school in Atlanta, he came up and he talked to me, and he was basically like, you know, man, cool, you always been cool with me. And I know I had one interview with him, and that was about it when he was here. But I guess at that moment, I treated him a little differently than I guess other people did, but I don't know how.
I'm guessing you called out Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
I've called out probably everyone that did not do what they're supposed to do.
You've called out everyone in this room, for sure.
Don't call me out in the past 5 minutes.
If I called out y'all 28 times, one person was 26.
All right, that's. I saw Terrell Pryor too. He was very nice.
By the way, that joke went right over Pete's
head. I did like the fake laugh, like, yeah, I get it. I don't get it at all.
He didn't understand.
Are you going to give your boy Mark some love?
Yeah, Mark Perina. I'm wearing the Mark's Pizzeria shirt real quick. Really good guy. He felt bad that I didn't go to Atlanta, so he sent me a care package.
The emo pizza.
Pizza, wings, shirts, a pizza cutter, a hat, water bottles. I'm repping Mark's Pizzeria down here in Maryland. The pizza was phenomenal. I had some friends over for the game. We all crushed it. Two types of pepperonis on that thing. Both were delicious.
Did you have another epic party with 15 people?
Epic party with 6 people.
6.
Sounds epic.
The pizza was effing good, though.
I'm going to try the pizza, Mark. Next time Emo Pete Sympathy Tour gets a package, let us know.
Absolutely.
We got time for that Sympathy Tour.
Yeah, we're done with the sympathy.
At minimum, hopefully, when we're in Buffalo next year.
Yeah, we will see you before
tomorrow. We should go to Mark's Pizzeria. It's banging.
Yeah, I'm in. We'll do that. All right, here is my Ed Reed story. So, I've met Ed Reed before. He has no idea who I am, but we've met a little bit. We ran into him late Wednesday night? Thursday night?
Tuesday night.
No, it was Thursday. It was the night of Big Boy.
Big Boo.
Yes, it was. You're
Big
right.
Boo. Mitch spells it Big Boo.
You spelled Big Boy wrong?
On multiple platforms.
Oh, dude, you got to get a hold of yourself. Across. Oh,
my God. No, that's automatic spell stuff, man. That's not
Big
Mitch.
Boo is what we are calling.
Thank you.
I was able to spell it right, but whatever.
He also...
Well, I'm going to embarrass myself here, yeah, so we're good.
I was just going to tell the Mike Tyson part of the story.
Nah.
All right, finish with Ed Reed.
So we're at this club, and I see Ed Reed, and I'm like, I'm going to say what's up to him, knowing full well he has no idea who I am. But I walk over, and I'm just like, look, man, been a fan of yours a long time. You're one of the best safeties I've ever seen play. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame. Well deserved. And he's like, cool, man, thanks. And that's the thing about Ed. He's so nice and easygoing.
He's just cool. Yes.
So he and I talk for like, not 5 minutes, but like a solid 2-3 minutes.
Sure.
Just kind of BSing.
Little exchange.
And then I'm like, man, I got to tell you, because like his buddies had gotten the table. He was about to walk away. I was like, man, I got to tell you, you're the best I saw do it since Roger Craig. And he just looks at me. He's like, what? Roger Craig was a running back and just walked away.
Oh, my God.
But like what did you mean?
What did you?
So
and he walked away into like, the VIP section of the club.
So then I had to.
Yeah, what were you?
So then hands and head, I walk back over to Mitch. And I mean,
this is like a Ray Brock brass moment for you.
It kind of was. I walk over to Mitch and our guy Danny and CJ's there. And I'm like, oh, my God, I just did this. And they're just clowning me. And I'm like, I meant Ronnie Lott. Okay. Like, of course I meant Ronnie Lott.
You said Roger Craig.
I said Roger Craig. And I obviously...
I love that he clowned you about it, too. He was just like, oh, hey, thanks. He's like, Roger Craig's a
running back. There's one more coming, Pete. Oh. If you liked that one, stay for the finale. Oh.
You didn't stop, did you?
So I have another beer. And at this point, I'm like, I got to tell him what I meant. Like,
You're stressing out. I got to
clear the air with that Reed, because he gives the slightest F about what some dummy in the bar said. So he's in the VIP area. And I'm not. And I kind of just, like, go in there. I'm like, well, I'm going in here. And some guy's like, ah. I'm like, ah. And I just kind of walk past that guy. And I go over to Ed, and I'm like,
oh, no.
Dude, I just got to tell you, I meant Ronnie Lott. He's like, man, I know your dumbass meant Ronnie Lott. He didn't shove me away, but gave me the, like, we're having fun, high five, go.
Yeah. And get out of the
thank you. Thank you. I don't want you to get thrown out of the club.
Oh, no.
So, but you know what, though? Hey, man.
At least I cleared the air.
You cleared that.
I kept my good name.
He's a good dude, though, man.
That's a great dude.
Ed is a damn good dude.
That is really good.
And great dude, well deserved.
Think about that damn Hall of Fame class right there. Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, Ty Law. Look at the interceptions in there.
Yeah, dude.
Now we're in the Champ Bailey, walking out of the Sports Illustrated party, and I hear, be Mitch, and I knew the voice. I'm like, Champ? Look around, he come with me, he said, bro, thank you. I'm like, thank you for what? I said, man, you raised me, man. You taught me some stuff, really. He said, I was just young, came here cocky, but the things you said to me, I said, what did I say? He said, dude, you basically told everybody the truth.
I believe that.
So when I'm telling you something, Pete, I ain't saying to hurt you. I'm saying to help you.
You're just telling me what color socks to wear. You're probably telling Champ Bailey how to handle NFL careers. Both useful.
When B. Mitch wants to hurt you, he's going to take off his chain, wrap it around his hand, and tell you that.
When I see B. Mitch wrapping a chain around his hand, that's when I run the other way.
He's not Hugh Douglas. I don't need help.
You don't need the chain. You can just kind of push me.
Hugh Douglas. God, what a fun week that was.
What a great team.
Is Champ Bailey's first name Champ?
Yeah, and his brother name is
Boss.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
So, folks, to everybody that watched on the My Teams app, downloaded the My Teams app,
was
a part of this, the pictures.
Oh, we need to talk the football. We'll do the football giveaway in the next pod.
We'll do it soon.
I have the list of the names.
Where is that football?
I have it.
Thank goodness.
I had it.
That's like a very valuable football.
I have it. I gave it to Pete to hold on to.
Take it back.
Yeah, I know that. As I'm saying
that, was
out
weird.
Loud,
he was like, hey, here you go. Take this. Toss it to me. I was like,
take it
sure?
back.
Yes.
Yeah. That was, Pete shouldn't have the football. We'll think about the names on that football. Joe Gibbs.
It's the best, most
Rob
random
Ryan,
assortment of names.
Eric Decker.
Bruce Allen.
Peter King.
Yeah. It's yeah. funny.
We're forgetting people. Hugh Douglas, Chris Cooley, Clinton Portis.
He was crazy.
Jamal Lewis.
Jamal Lewis. It was just, it was an awesome week.
Mark Schlereth.
And I think if, how do I tease this? There might be more of that stuff coming. How's
That's
that sound?
Good way of teasing
it. I think it should be.
I think so too.
Yeah.
All right. Want to thank the good folks, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Want to thank Roger Craig and Ronnie Lott.
Yes,
want to specifically thank Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Go buy a Toyota from them. B. Mitch always shouts out his boy Billy and Chantilly.
Yeah.
Go check out all the good Oarsman Automotive of Virginia people. We got to run. We'll be back later this week. Hopefully, we'll have our voices back.
Go see Billy. Bring a case of Bud Light, make it a better deal.
There you go. Undisclosed location, 10 out of 10, minus Peach Chair.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm in.
I might just hang out here for, like,
dude,
all the time.
No, like, you need to get out of here. That's why we're cutting
the podcast
short.
You're going
to hang out.
Dude, you got
right.
places to be.
Okay,
you got
yeah,
places
practice,
to be.
Yeah.
Real quick, though, Pete got a date. He's going to get no date heat from me for the rest of February.
Gotta
I'll make
when,
that promise.
Really?
I think wow. to
Eric Decker. Eric Decker inspired me.
No, he...
I had a weekend.
He had a weekend.
Can we
off record?
Give a quick shout out.
To the Alpha Chi.
No, AKIO.
AKIO.
Get it right.
Sorority at American University. I bought every single girl in that sorority a beer on Friday night. Literally, I think it's the most money I've ever spent at a bar in my entire career.
You know that just because you're now like a full-time employee and a couple things are breaking right for you,
yeah.
All of these bills are going to come back.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I have major regret, but they were all really fun. It was one of the more fun nights I've ever had.
I heard the story when I got back.
Mitch
the
laughed.
Best part of it. Pete took out his debit card and his credit card and handed them to two separate girls.
I said, go.
To go to spend money.
Okay, well.
Pete was that guy at the bar. He was,
the guy at the bar. I'm going to help you out right now.
Okay.
Stop thinking that you got to be spending money.
Yeah, dude.
And take your ass out once, maybe twice a week. Don't do it more than that. If you're doing it more than that, you're a damn fool.
You told Champ Bailey stuff? I should probably start listening to
I'm
you.
I'm being honest with you, dude.
I bet he doesn't listen.
Because you live by yourself now. You don't live with mama.
I know.
So when you go to...
And I know they're still paying a lot of your bills,
you
but stuff, like eventually that stuff's going to get
chill out,
cut off.
I'm going to tell you. You'll be right back with mama real soon.
All right, but now Pete has to go because he's got somewhere to be.
I get a February free of getting dumped on. This is good.
No, just about dates.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
still
big. The other stuff. Yeah. That's like
50%. And
Pete
didn't agree.
Okay. If I walk up and grab you and just pull you to start talking, that means you're doing some stupid stuff.
Okay.
All right, Chovers, you're going to have fun with this one.
B-Mitch is having a pod.
If you made it this far, thank you very much for listening. Download that My Teams app again, then delete it, then download it again. I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.